Evelyn Underhill, the Christian mystic, author, and poet. Evelyn Underhill was born in Wolverhampton, England on December 6th in 1875. She is best known for her book called Mysticism, published in 1911. She ended up publishing a total of 30 books, either under her name or the name, her pen name of John Cordular. She was a speaker in many different spiritual venues, including a radio lecturer. Evelyn attended King's College in London. She was the first woman to lecture to the clergy in the Church of England and the first woman theologians to lecture in England's colleges and universities, which she did frequently. Evelyn is known for her literary work on mysticism. In her book called The Lost Word, and also another book she published called The Column of Dust, Evelyn discusses the problem of living in two worlds and reflections on her own spiritual challenges. Evelyn also wrote spiritual novels where her main character would deal with these mystical experiences and trying to live in these two worlds, which is the spiritual realm and the other world being the physical realm. Her books would deal with the expansion of consciousness, mystical experiences, living in a physical reality of darkness, war, and suffering. All the while, there was this deep enhancement of perception to see things with meaning due to experiencing a divine reality with luminosity and grandeur while being enveloped in divine radiance. Evelyn's view was the pain and suffering and ultimately the loss of the ego-centered life was worth the price of regaining one's true identity and union with the divine essence. Her later novels focused on total self-surrender in order for the integration of transformation in this human life. Therefore, a person goes from being a spectator to being one with the divine presence. This establishes unity from personal self identity to divine self identity. Evelyn stated 4 points. Number one, that mysticism is practical, not theoretical. Number two, mysticism is entirely a spiritual reality. Number three, the method of mysticism is love. Number four, mysticism entails definite mystical experience. Mysticism has been associated with the occult, magic, secret rites, yet Evelyn knew that true mystics throughout history to be the world's spiritual pioneers. Evelyn would share of this state of union that produced a person to accept their purpose work and be an active participant in this world. She would talk of how the mystical experience was ecstasy, and to express it in words was very difficult, if at all possible. Evelyn would share of how important it was to have a personal teacher to help on this spiritual path. Having a teacher provides something that a person cannot get in any other way. In 1921, Evelyn was asked by the University of Oxford to give a new series of lectures on religion, and she was the first woman to gain such an honor. She was an authority on her own subject of mysticism and respected for her research. Evelyn's books were in demand. She was a respected speaker, had a happy marriage, yet she didn't have a zeal for this physical reality. She continued on her life, and as her visions continued, she would try to bring purpose to them. Evelyn lived in England during World War II, which created much suffering for her, seeing people die during the bombings in London. She survived the London Blitz of 1940. However, her health deteriorated, and the following year, she buried her husband. Evelyn was responsible during her time for introducing the forgotten authors of medieval spirituality. Evelyn died on June 15th in 1941 at the age of 65. Upon her death, The Times newspaper reported that on the subject of theology, she was, quote, unmatched by any of the professional teachers of her day. Evelyn Underhill is honored on June 15th in church calendars such as the Church of England, Anglican Church of Australia, the Anglican Church of North America, and the Episcopal Church in the United States of America. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about Evelyn Underhill, the Christian mystic, author, and poet who touched many lives.